This is the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Alex McAvica. We're joined today on the phone by Olivia Vanderford. She's a Nebraska Wheat Ambassador this year. And Olivia, we are going to learn a little bit more about you, your experiences, and what you hope to get out of this program. So let's just start there. Tell us more about your background in agriculture and what you're doing.
Yes, thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be on the Wheat Board to learn more about the different types of wheat and talk with students about the agricultural industry, because I've grown up in Lincoln, Nebraska, and I didn't grow up on a farm. So I showed pigs in Nebraska 4-H for the past 10 years in a club called Pick a Pig, which gives students the opportunity to show pigs at the county fair here in Lancaster County. So I learned a lot about that and bringing people together from rural and urban backgrounds. So I'm so excited to learn more about wheat and what the impact it has here in Nebraska, and also talk to just students through the SAC lunch program and talk to them about the agricultural industry.
Well, Olivia, you're a great example of being able to kind of bridge that gap between urban and rural. You mentioned you are from the heart of Lincoln. What do you ultimately hope to communicate and, I guess, get out of that experience?
Yeah, I hope to get across to people that, like, you can do anything in the agricultural industry, even if you come from an urban background and if you don't know a lot about agriculture, there are a lot of opportunities. I'm a sophomore agricultural communications major here at UNL, and I've learned so much about the agricultural industry just by being here and making connections, and that's what I want to tell students that are at places like the SAC Lunch Program or just here in Lincoln that have an interest in agriculture, that there are opportunities like the Wheat Board or the Pork Ambassadors. There's multiple different opportunities to get involved in agriculture.
Olivia, as an agriculture communications major, what do you hope to do in the future?
Yeah, in the future, I really have been thinking about that, and I'd love to do something in public relations or agricultural journalism, just something that, like I've been saying before, to connect young people from rural and urban backgrounds and talk to people or promote agriculture to people who may not know about it and talk to them about the importance it has here in Nebraska and across the country.
So the Nebraska Wheat Ambassador Program is not the only ambassadorship you have taken part in. You mentioned a few minutes ago that you also were a pork ambassador. When you think about those types of opportunities, what kind of advice would you give to either current college students or upcoming college students looking to get involved?
Yeah, my advice would be just to reach out to your advisors in college or 4-H extension agents and talk to them about how can you get involved in the agriculture industry and what are good opportunities that can help benefit your leadership skills in the agricultural industry.
All right, Olivia, as we round out today's conversation, what else is important to mention about your opportunity to be a Nebraska Wheat Ambassador that we have not had a chance to touch on?
Yeah, I'd probably just say, I mean, these ambassadorships are really beneficial for leadership skills, gaining connections, and also there are many scholarships that are available with these ambassadorships, so they can help you continue finding what you love in college by having these scholarships.
Very well said. A great note to end on. Our guest, Olivia Vanderford, she is a Nebraska Wheat Ambassador this year, and she's joining us for this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. You can always learn more by going to their website, nebraskawheat.gov. I'm Alex McAvica. You're listening to the Rural Radio Network.